Happy Tuesday. Chase is laughing at me because we just started recording a minute ago and we probably did about 2 minutes worth, but it really was just 2 minutes of me rambling. And then I said out loud, what am I doing? And then I deleted everything. Hey, Chase.
How's it going?
You know, it's going. I think I need a little caffeine or something. I feel like I'm getting a lot done and I'm motivated right now, but I also feel very scattered about it. So maybe some green tea would help me focus more or something. I don't know. This is the Q&A episode. You know, if I say Happy Tuesday at the beginning, that means it's the Q&A fifth thing episode. If I say Happy Thursday, well, then it's the Four Things episode, which released on... When did we discover my new intro? Like last week?
I think it was last week.
Happy Tuesday.
And really your intro being happy, you know, in whatever day the episode comes out. Happy Tuesday, Happy Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And in this episode, we're answering the questions that you have emailed into me at fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. So I appreciate that. It really helps if you want it to end up in this segment that you put fifth thing in the subject line or Q&A. Very helpful. And then if you're emailing me about Outweigh, which I, you know, the final episode aired on Saturday. It was a four-part series about disordered eating, and they're all four up. In case you've missed it, you can go listen to it. It's right here on this podcast. It's just a series. They're titled, you'll see Outweigh in the subject line. Episodes 1 through 4. And now that it's wrapped, we're getting more emails, which is great. I think people were waiting until it was to share their thoughts once they listened to every episode. And I just can't tell y'all how much we appreciate you sharing, because it helps affirm that we did it and that it was worth the work. And it was worth us reaching out to the experts and reaching out to people to share their stories and get vulnerable. I mean, some of those people, it was not easy for them to sit down and share their story. And then for me, I even shared stuff that I've never shared with anybody besides close friends or family or a therapist or something. So it was therapeutic, but it wasn't easy. So I just appreciate the feedback. And I know Lisa does too, so that we know if we keep going, what direction we should go in and what you need from us to not feel alone. So if you're emailing about that, which is great, I'm seeing those come in, put Outweigh in the subject line. That way we can separate and I kind of know where to go with things, because we're trying to gather them all. Chase, with that said, I know on Tuesdays we start with a quote now. And speaking of Lisa that I did Outweigh with, she's at the Well Necessities on Instagram, and she has an email blast through her online disordered eating curriculum called Fork the Noise. And she sent out this newsletter thing, and in there she had a quote from Einstein. You know, I think she said Einstein. I never fact checked it.
I think it is.
It is, yeah. So she said this: put your hand on a hot stove for a minute and it seems like an hour. Sit with a pretty girl for an hour and it seems like a minute. That's relativity. I just feel like we're in this weird space where time is just slow as molasses. Like, when do we get to sit next to the pretty girl, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when's it going to start flying? But I have found a way, probably with the help of my pretty husband, to add structure to my days, and that's helping them go by faster and not leaving my brain much time to sit and think about the state of the world.
I totally agree. I mean, I think it also, for me personally, goes back to Miss Judy and choosing joy, because like, I could either sit here and be frustrated and that hour feel like it just goes on forever and ever, or I can try to make the best out of the situation in quarantine and all of this. And it goes by a lot faster. And so I think it's kind of a certain degree of it, your choice and what you want to do at that time.
Yeah. And don't feel like you have to use this time to just find yourself or be the most creative, or now that you have all this time that you used to wish for back when you didn't have a lot of time. You're like, man, if I just had weeks of my own time, just way more time on my hands, what I could do with it. You watch out, world. Well, now that you've got it, you might be finding yourself a little frustrated because you're not doing X, Y, and Z that you swore you would do if you had the time. Like, give yourself grace and don't beat yourself up about it. Another person that's come on the podcast a lot is, and she was actually a part of that, a few times, Catherine DeFada. She was part of the Outweigh series, and then I had her on talking about surviving quarantine weeks ago, back when we were just put in place at home. And she just put up a post on Instagram, and I'm paraphrasing, it's pulling it from my head, but she basically was giving you permission to not eat, pray, love yourself through this pandemic. Like, you don't need to go find yourself during this time or put pressure on yourself to discover what your purpose is in this world. You can focus on other things, but I just wanted to also remind y'all of that. And if y'all want to check out her post, she's at Three Chords Therapy on Instagram. And I think you'll see that as the post. It's like an image that says, with words, that says, you don't need to eat, pray, love yourself through this. And then she wrote some really wise words in the caption that I think could be helpful for a lot of people that might be struggling with this time. Whether for you it's going by super fast or it's going by super slow, we're still in this weird place that none of us have ever been before. So that's a post I highly recommend reading during this time. Okay, Chase, do you want to read the first question?
Yeah, let's do it. This first one's from Savannah. She wants to know if you can give her some advice on how you handled your emotions and heart during the fertility journey. She's going through recurrent pregnancy loss and struggling with others announcing their own pregnancies, attending baby showers, etc., and it can be hard to keep the faith and find the joy. She would love your perspective.
Oh man, Savannah, I'm so sorry that you're going through this, and I can't relate to, I mean, everybody's journey is different, so nobody can relate to each person's what they're going through. But I have not ever been pregnant or lost a pregnancy, so my heart goes out to you on that one. I know that is not something that's easy at all, but I appreciate you sending in a note about it, and I want you to know that more and more women are talking about that. So again, main reason why I did this podcast was so people would not feel alone in things that they're going through in life. So know that you're not alone in that. But I do know what it's like to struggle with fertility and everyone around you getting pregnant. And I remember struggling with thoughts and feelings towards my sister because she has four kids that she got pregnant four times and gave birth four times. And then I couldn't get pregnant. And I remember one time checking a pregnancy test and then getting a text from a friend that she was pregnant with her second baby and asking me when would be a good time for the baby shower because I was going to have to fly in. And I know what it's like to struggle in those moments, and you just cry and you're so frustrated and you want to be happy for the people in your life, but you're also a little bit irritated. So I want you to know what you're feeling is completely normal, but I would talk to your friends and your family or your people, whoever they are, about what you're feeling and just be honest and let them know you're happy for them, but you're also a little jealous at the same time. You have stuff going on, and that way they can be considerate how they approach it with you. And if they're really your friends, they're going to want to hear that from you and they're going to understand. And I was able to still attend baby showers, but I don't want you to think for a second that you have to go put yourself through that if you're not in a place. It is very difficult what you're going through. To be in that environment might just be too much for you, depending on what you've just experienced. Let's say you've got a baby shower that comes up right when you've just either lost a child or just taken another pregnancy test and it comes back negative. It may not be the best space for you. And I want to give you that permission so that you know that it's okay and you're not being rude or you're not being unsupportive, but it's okay to take a pass if you need to. Also, if you have a therapist that you could talk to, I highly recommend that. Don't beat yourself up for feeling bad for yourself. Don't feel bad for feeling bad. That's like a motto you can have. I don't know if something feels therapeutic for you, like screaming or throwing things, like not at people, but maybe just take a moment and really get out your frustration and anger and know that it's okay, and find people that are going through this as well. If you know anybody in your circle that's gone through something similar that you can lean on, find a fertility doctor that supports you and your needs. I don't even know if that's something that y'all are doing. You know, my husband and I went to a few different fertility doctors, and some of the stuff they were suggesting wasn't for us, so we didn't proceed with it, and it was fine. It was up to us, but most people we went to are always really supportive. You cannot compare yourself to other people's journeys. That's in anything in life. And then just know that something better will come of your story. It's not complete yet. And for me and my husband, it was like, okay, we know that God's going to work for the good of those who love him. And we just had to be patient for the good to come. But eventually it came. And it's not how my husband and I envisioned it at all, but now we have two beautiful Haitian kids and we can't see our lives any other way. So, next question.
Okay, Brittany wants to know your thoughts on liquid versus powder stevia.
Well, I mean, I think brand matters, and I do not like powdered. I just use liquid. The brand I use is New Neutrals. I think New Naturals. I use the alcohol-free one, and I do have it on my Amazon page. And if you just go to RadioAmy.com and click on my Amazon favorites and go to groceries, you'll find it under there. It's a little bottle with like a purple and white label. And yeah, that's what I use. And you can order it there. Next question.
This next one is from a young listener. Her name is Catherine. Hey, Amy, I'm currently stuck at home because of COVID-19, which means I'm with my family constantly. I miss being able to escape to school and then going to sports. Communication is minimal in our family, considering that we aren't that close. I seem to be struggling to want to hang out with my parents and sister. All I want to do is have time alone and be with my dog. I have anxiety and depression, and I know that is not good. As a mother, what would you suggest that I do? I think that I might be your youngest listener on the podcast, but I have never missed a Bobby Bones show since I was 5 and haven't missed a podcast since you started. Would greatly appreciate any advice and hearing from you. And please let me know when Stashira's bracelets are being sold again. Thanks, Catherine.
Okay, Catherine, I will do you better than just letting you know when Stashira's bracelets are being sold again. I'm just going to mail you one. So I'll be replying back to your email asking for your address. Or if you hear this, know that I need your address because I've got a Stashira bracelet here at the house. And she was actually just signing new cards for them. We printed out new little cards and labels and she hand signs them. And so she worked on that this weekend. Actually, it was Stashira's 13th birthday. And Catherine, I see that you're 13. So I'm hesitant to give you specific advice on what to do because I don't know the full dynamic at your house. I don't know, you know, without knowing why your family isn't that close. And gosh, hearing that you have anxiety and depression, I know that that's super serious. And I don't know if you have anybody close to you that you can talk to about any of those feelings. I think that that's super important. Whether it's a friend or an adult or maybe even, let's just say hypothetically your relationship with your mom or your sister or your parents somehow. I know communication is minimal, you said, and you're not that close, but could you open up? Is there room to get close and use this time to grow your relationship? I know as a mom, I would want that from my daughter, but again, I don't know the dynamic with your parents. And I know that might be hard if I give you advice to go reach out and then maybe they don't return that. And then you might be like, well, thanks a lot, Amy. I tried to reach out to my mom and she wasn't there for me, but you never know. And if it's not your mom, it's not your sister, or it's not a family member, is there a family friend or a friend of yours or someone from school you can reach out to? I know you're not in school right now, or a coach. You're not playing sports right now, but you may have contact with some people that you can just open up with and share with them what you're feeling and what's going on, because it's super serious stuff. It's especially at such a young age. And I don't know. For me, I feel like connecting with your family during this time would be important. And then maybe you wouldn't want to just be alone in your room with your dog. I am thankful that you have your dog, though. I think animals can be super therapeutic. Maybe you just talk to your dog sometimes when you're in your room. If you ever need breaks, you know, we've been talking a lot about breathing on the podcast. You can, if you get frustrated with your family, you can go to your room with your dog and practice breathing in for 4 seconds, holding it for 7 seconds, and then breathing out for 8 seconds, and do that 3 to 5 times and see if you feel better, and then go back out and try to get some more family time. And maybe y'all can emerge from this closer. But you do say in the email you miss being able to escape to school. So again, I don't know the full dynamic, but just know that hope there is somebody that will want to be there for you. You just maybe need to navigate through your network of people. Who is that? Who is that person? And I hope that you're able to find them, Catherine, and just know that I'll be praying about that. And I'm going to have Stashira write you a little note and stick that bracelet in the mail. And I hope that that can be a bright light in your day. And then for anybody else wondering about when the bracelets are going to go on sale again, well, as soon as Stashira gets done signing all the cards and I can mail them back to Mary, and Mary can attach them to the bracelets, and then we'll put them up on the website and people can buy them up. But I don't know, Chase, do you have any advice for Catherine?
For me, Catherine, currently I'm also with a lot of my family, which I'm not usually with my family this often. And they spend a lot of time working together, and I sometimes feel guilty if I'm not being intentional with spending time with them throughout the week. So we've started just once a week, kind of having like a family dinner on Sunday night. And so maybe while you're seeing them constantly, you just are intentional about once a week. Like maybe you guys have a game night, or you just sit down for one dinner together or something.
Or like a movie.
Yeah, and do that once a week. And know that you're being intentional about that and trying to make that effort and have that time together. But don't feel that you have to be giving them your full attention constantly during this time when you're together. You still need your own time, and you're doing that. But you could still be intentional in doing something with them once or twice a week.
Yeah. Okay, Catherine. Well, thank you for the email. I forget I have some young listeners, and I think that's super cool. You've never missed an episode of the Bobby Bones Show since you were like a young kid. So that's pretty crazy. And thank you for the email. Appreciate that.
That's awesome. Okay, we got one more. This last one, it's a quick one from Caitlin. I was just curious if you chew gum, and if so, what kind? Super random question, but there's just so many added chemicals in the popular gums you see at the checkout line, and was wondering if you knew of a kind that is safer to chew while also tastes decent. I've seen some at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, but just didn't know which one to try.
Okay, Caitlin, yeah, I feel you on the whole gum thing. It can be so confusing, but I don't know. I don't really mind gum. I definitely do not treat it as a sub for food. I don't, like, if I'm chewing gum, it's just because, I don't know, I just feel like I need something if I'm just to help me focus. Like, my husband loves chewing gum when he works out, but that's it. He doesn't chew it otherwise. And then, I don't know, sometimes when I'm working and I'm on my computer, I just want gum to chomp on, but not all the time. But it does have questionable ingredients for sure, and sugar alcohols. But if I want a piece, I just have regular gum. And my favorite is Wrigley's Peppermint Cobalt 5. It's in a black package with blue. Peppermint Cobalt is that's the only one that's good. We've bought other ones I don't like. But if, you know, you're worried about ingredients and stuff, which is, I totally get, I have tried that Pure brand. I think it's P-U-R. And it's fine. I mean, they run out of flavor real quick. Like, and they just start to feel weird in your mouth. So I don't, you know, I don't mind gum. Gum is probably that thing where I know I try not to have certain sugar alcohols or this and that, but then I'll chew gum. But I'm not chewing like a whole pack or even a pack of, I can go through, it take me a long time to go through a pack. So Chase, do you have
You're
any favorites?
Than me. I do the Trident white gum, like the whitening gum.
Oh, is that why your teeth are so white?
I probably.
I feel like that is such marketing at its finest. Like, there's no way gum can whiten your teeth.
I mean, I buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
But it's good, though. Like, Trident, I think the flavor lasts a little bit longer.
Yeah. Okay, well, Catherine, thanks for the email. Yeah, see, we have all kinds of emails. Some that are about gum and others that are a little bit more serious. So send your thoughts in, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And then just one quick note about Mother's Day. The cutoff for ordering anything from Shop Espoir or anything from the Shop Forward is going to be this Friday, May 1st, if you want to guarantee it in time for Mother's Day. So we had a cutoff for the customized totes, and that was last week. Just because those have to be printed and made and shipped, but other stuff that we already have made, The last day will be this Friday, May 1st. So if you want to get your mom a Four Things gratitude journal or star necklace or a tie-dye cool mom t-shirt, which we just released, and we have lots of other items too, then just make sure you place your order this week. And then speaking of that, I'm going to have Mary, she's going to be on the podcast Thursday doing a segment, like a thing with me on dyeing your hair pink. Because that's a quarantine trend right now. And my sister will also be on by request. Then I'll have the healthcare hero shout out. And then Lisa will be on recapping Outway. We'll just go over a few things. Now that the series is done, well, now what? So we talk through that. Or we will. That'll be on Thursday's episode. And I guess until then, you'll have a happy Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever day it is that you're listening to this. You too, Chase.
Bye, guys.
Bye.